This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 16, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Late Wednesday, NASA engineers still had not determined whether to call for another spacewalk by astronauts aboard the International Space Station to make repairs to the heat shield of the shuttle Endeavour. Engineers earlier determined that the gouge, which happened during the launch, posed no danger to the astronauts during re-entry, but could allow heat damage to Endeavour's underlying aluminum structure, complicating the turnaround for the craft's next mission. We've been told to expect a decision sometime on Thursday. AirTran's last buyout offer for Midwest Airlines was described as its last and best, but apparently it was neither. On Tuesday, AirTran Holdings raised its offer to buy Midwest by 3% to $445 million, or $16.25 per share. As ANN reported, Midwest Air Group, parent company of Midwest Airlines, opted Sunday to pursue a buyout offer by TPG Capital. That consortium, which offered $16 per share, is backed by Northwest Airlines. According to Reuters, however, Pequot Capital Management, a large shareholder in Midwest, objected to the TPG offer. That presented an opportunity for AirTran to jump back in. Midwest management has said repeatedly it wants to operate as a standalone airline, something the TPG offer would allow it to do. The new AirTran offer has no expiration date. The U.S. Army's selection of a modified Eurocopter EC-145 as its light utility helicopter has drawn fire from weapons testers at the Pentagon. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports a new report by the Director of Operational Test and Evaluation says the Hilo is not operationally suitable for hot environments due to inadequate cabin air conditioning that could lead to crew discomfort and avionics problems. Testers at Fort Irwin, California, found the UH-72A Lakota also could not haul the required loads on hot days or at high altitudes. They said the cabin is too small and not configured to allow room for a medical attendant and two patients on stretchers. The Pentagon responds that the aircraft is effective in the performance of light utility missions, proven reliable in testing, easy to maintain, with lower operational costs than the UH-1H Hueys and OH-58 Kiowas now in service. Eurocopter LUH program manager Randy Hutcherson told the paper the company is working with the Army to address the capability of the air conditioning. As for cabin space, Hutcherson says the Army never specified a need to transport two patients at once. The Army plans to eventually purchase 322 of the helicopters for light transport and medevac missions. Transportation Security Administrator Kip Hawley told an aviation industry group in Washington recently that there's a new kind of security agent on duty at more than a dozen U.S. airports, trained to detect facial expressions and body language indicative of deceit. The idea stems from research which revealed that people trying to conceal deceptive behavior exhibit involuntary flashes of facial and body movement, fractions of a second in duration, which correlate with feelings of fear and disgust. The technique has reportedly already netted drug dealers, illegal immigrants, and terrorism suspects. Scientists are working on automating the detection process so it can be done by video cameras and computers. There's no word yet on how the trained observers can distinguish criminal fear and disgust from the normal kind felt by most of us while watching screeners work over the people ahead of us in line. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. New York State makes a statement on airline passenger rights. Brazil's TAM Airlines takes precautions to avoid a rerun. And a Korean War-era T-28 suffers a landing overrun in Illinois. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Nicole Wahlberg of the Evergreen Aviation Museum in Oregon, home of the Spruce Goose. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to our AeroCasts. You can find them on iTunes, iPodder, and Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.